All right, we've got an actual fairly warm morning here at 31 degrees here at 67 Main Street on the Green in Sharon. Let's bring in Mr. Sunshine, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And you know what? We will have sunshine. There'll be some patchy cloudiness that will be floating by today, and it'll be brisk again, and the highs will be in the mid-40s. Now, tonight, it will be clear and colder. Winds are calm. Will drop to 50 to 20, and a sunny Wednesday, 45 to 50. Clouds will begin to show up tomorrow night, and we'll see more in the way of clouds Thursday, but 50. And then on Friday, how about 60 with some showers? The weekend, well, you know, I think there'll be some sun on Saturday. It will be windy. There may be a stray shower. The highs will be somewhere between 45 and 50. And St. Paddy's Day looks to be sunny with highs in the 40s. So I think the weekend's going to be decent as well. One thing's for sure. There's no snow in the forecast. There's no ice in the forecast. There's no storms in the forecast.
For how long?
I would say at least through Monday. Now, remember, folks, it was back on. Let's go back to the 6th of March when the new GFS. Yeah. Computer model was forecasting for the 21st, which is next Thursday, a monster storm.
Yeah.
Since then, has that shown up?
No.
No.
Has it shown up anyplace else?
Nope.
All right. It tells you something about the long-range ability of that.
Exactly. Right. So we'll continue to watch it. Wouldn't it be hot stuff that all of a sudden next week it shows up, you know, like come the 18th, all of a sudden it shows up. So you just never, ever know. I still say something's going to happen next week, but the models are just not together with it. The European model is showing a huge storm, but in the Atlantic and not affecting us for like late next week. So we will just wait and watch and see what happens with all the long range computer models. I remembered the other movie that I got to see over the weekend.
Yep.
I got to tell Marshall. Bet you saw it, Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Aquaman. Yeah,
Very good.
Yeah, I like all those type of movies.
Yeah, you know, with Atlantis and everything like that. I really, really did enjoy that. You know, talk about creative minds. The whole thing was done very creatively, and yeah, I always look at that. But I also thought that it was nonstop, a lot of action.
Now, I watched the other movie yesterday.
Which one?
The one with England rolling on.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
It was fun to watch.
See?
It was fun to watch.
I knew you'd like it.
You know, the good guys win, the bad guys lose, and a bad guy turns good in the process.
Right. Wasn't the whole thing done so cleverly?
Yeah, I thought it was very well done. I thought it was very well done. I really, really, really enjoyed it. Yeah.
I mean, they must have spent a pretty penny on effects and everything like that, because truly a lot of effects, a lot of violence, you know. But it kept moving. It really kept moving. It was a really, really good movie. I don't think it did that well in the theaters, Marshall.
Probably not, but it'll do well in box office like this. You know, it's amazing now how much, you know, when somebody pays $12 or whatever to buy, or $7 to rent, you know, you get 20 million people doing that, and all of a sudden that brings up your revenue again.
So, right.
So that's the great thing about it. And also, if you've got a big screen, like I've got a 70-inch screen, so it's fun. It's fun to watch it on that. And I've got surround sound, so.
Yeah, me too.
But
yeah.
My surround sound, if anybody else comes in to watch, they don't have a perfect seat. I've got everything, all the sound. My chair is the premier chair if anybody's over watching anything. But
still, I'm sure it's very enjoyable.
It's fun to, yeah. It's so that was a good movie to watch. And I like the way the bad guy died at the end.
Yep.
Crushed by his own invention.
Exactly. It was all done very, very well.
Yeah.
Although, was he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that, Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that that machine stopped when it approached him.
But did you hear his screams?
I heard his screams. I see a sequel.
I don't know.
I see a sequel.
I don't know.
Marshall, they left a little bit of doubt there. You mark my words. You watch. But anyhow, I had to go to my surgeon yesterday to get another x-ray scan. I told him that I was speaking with you and what you said. And he said that you were very, very kind in what you said. He said, but he will have to agree with my dentist that it is going to be uncomfortable. He said, Pat, he said, it's one thing to get up out of the chair, you know, after extractions and implants that are stitched, your gums are stitched, and just get out of the chair and walk home. It's another thing to have to put a full upper denture over this. He said, your gum tissue and your bone tissue is going to be sore. He said, and to put it over it and pull it out, he said, it cannot be, without discomfort.
Well, here's my advice to you that my dentist gave to me when I first got mine.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you use a very light amount of...
Right, you said use a lot.
When you first use it, use a lot and leave it in for 24 hours. Leave it in because you're going to have a cushion of that glue. All right? And after 24 hours, the next day, in the morning or at night when you go to bed, rinse your mouth out with water. And as you're rinsing your mouth out, take it out then. It'll be much easier to take out with the water in your mouth. You shut your mouth and get to move all the water around. And after 24 hours, it'll be much easier to take out. And then you leave it out and you let it clean. And then put it back in the next day. It also gives you a chance when you do that for 24 hours to work with it and practice your speaking and getting everything. Get comfortable with that. And get comfortable with the fact that your tongue doesn't feel like what it normally feels on the roof of your mouth. Right. I'm telling you, that'll work. That'll work for you.
Okay. Okay. I still don't know when this is going to be scheduled, but it looks like April as opposed to March. So
you should schedule it for a Friday afternoon.
That's what we are doing.
And that gives you Saturday and Sunday, and right. If you need it, Monday to get used to it.
Right. And he said that by the looks of the scan, from what he saw, he said, my sinuses are very far up. He said, so they're not even close to where the bone is.
Yeah.
And he said, that's great for the implants, so they don't have to worry about the sinuses. And he also said that the bone looks nice and wide, and he should have no problem there.
All right.
And he said, you know, Pat, it's your decision. I said, what? He said, you know, we can just go with extracting the teeth. You can let the gums heal. You know, you have to do the denture. And he said, and then come back and do the implants, you know, the sockets. He said, oh, we could do it all at once. And I looked at him. He goes, if you took plan number one, he said, you're going to delay the entire process by 3 or 4 months. He said, plus, you'll have to pay again for anesthesia and go through the whole thing all over again. He said, so my suggestion to you is just get it done all at once while you're under anesthesia.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, sure, send your mouth.
That's exactly right. You don't earn your money with your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't understand that. I try to get all my dental stuff always scheduled on a Friday just in case.
Right.
It gives me a couple of days to recuperate.
Right, because most people don't have to worry about talking.
Yeah.
You know? In fact, some people would be better off if they didn't talk.
That's exactly right. Maybe we should get
I knew what you were going to say.
The president.
Go ahead.
The president to go to
I
the dentist.
I knew you were going there.
He's probably got fake teeth anyways.
I don't know, but he's got fake hair.
He's got fake hair. He might as well have fake teeth. He's got fake skin with that orange skin.
And fake news.
That's right. And you ever see his smile? His smile never looks real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
put
maybe
on.
Maybe it's because he's got those you know, the teeth in there, uncomfortable in there. Who knows?
Who knows is right. Who knows is right.
But, if his dentist looks anything like his former doctor looked, I remember his former doctor in New York.
Yeah.
Looks like he belonged in Back to the Future. Yeah. All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall, you have a good day. Enjoy it.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.